It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Hayes, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State back on the road this week with a couple of trips to Kansas for MIAA matchups. Tonight, Northwest Missouri State faces Fort Hays State in a doubleheader. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, for this Northwest women's team, I think they went into Saturday feeling good, got a good win over Northeastern State. Fatigue maybe hurt them a little bit against Emporia on Saturday, and kind of a disappointing game on Saturday because I knew they felt that was one they could go in and steal a win.
And really, I think the second half was where it was really disappointing, where they just got outplayed in that second half. Unfortunately, they just couldn't get things going there, but played a pretty decent first half. But yeah, it's kind of been the case of this team, trying to put together a full 40 minutes, and they haven't done that very often. Sometimes it's the first half they play well, sometimes it's the second, but again, I think they go into tonight's game really looking to play a complete game, play all 40 minutes, and hopefully be able to come on the road and pick off a good win.
Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State are doubleheader tonight. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas, getting set for tonight's Northwest Missouri State, Fort Hays State doubleheader. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, this Fort Hays State women's team started off the year with the best start they ever had, reached the top 10 in the nation for the first time in school history. Stuttered a little bit after Christmas, but this is a team that's got some talent, especially inside.
Yeah, they do. I think as much as anything, we've been a victim of the schedule. They went from opening up 10-0 on the season to then going on the road playing some tough teams, playing at Northeastern State, at Emporia State, at Washburn. We know how tough it's been in the past when Northwest has had that back-to-back matchup with Emporia State and Washburn. They dropped off three of those games, came back home, had a win over Southwest Baptist, and then had to go back on the road and play another nationally-ranked team at Pittsburgh State. So really, I think the schedule has been as much a problem to this Fort Hays State women's team as anything. Since then, they've come back one or three games after that tough break with their only loss between that double overtime loss at Truman. So you really have to look at this team as a squad now that was in the middle of a four-game homestand where they're looking to make a run and get back on the winning track and get some things going. And they do have a lot of power. They've got a good inside game that Northwest will have to watch for out of Kate Lehman and Caitlin Edwards. And this is a very good squad and probably a lot better right now than their record indicates.
Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, our doubleheader. When we come back, we hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits. questions at 660-562-1248.
1988 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Greg Riker came to the Maryville campus from Liberty, Missouri, and says Northwest was a good fit for him.
It was the perfect size for me. The class sizes were right, and also the reputation of the school of business. It had a great reputation, and I was looking to study in the business field, so both those things together all added up for a good choice for me.
Riker says he enjoyed being a part of the residential life on the Northwest campus.
The first 2 years that I spent living on campus in Phillips Hall, our floor was a group of guys who had really good relationships, and we did everything together, and really made a difference for me, feeling comfortable there, moving away from home. So real fortunate came out of that with some lifelong friendships, and still continue to talk to those folks today.
After graduation, Riker worked in economic development for 12 years, including 8 in Maryville at the Northwest Regional Council of Governments, before having a chance to work at Northwest Missouri State.
Worked in the University Advancement Department with the foundation, and fortunate enough to be part of the first campaign in the history of Northwest, and got to work with some great folks and work on projects like building the stadium and the scholarship initiative, and just had a great time there.
Reichert has also worked at Avila University in Kansas City and is currently the Vice Chancellor of University Development for the University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show, before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, joining us now, Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, coming into this ball game, I know you'd like to try to pick up some momentum, especially as we get into February here and get going. What are some of the things that the team needs to do to be able to maybe get on a roll?
Other than win, and ways to do, I don't know. I mean, we just got to keep getting better. You know, we're taking steps forward and then a couple steps back, or, you know, two big steps forward and then one or a half step back. So are we better than we were earlier in the year? Yes, of course. Just this competition, it just doesn't get any easier every night for us. So we get a really good Fort Hays team with a ton of size, you know, that can match our front line a little bit. So tonight probably turns into some guard play, but we're going to have to dig deep. We got to find a marquee road win now. We got one at home against Northeastern, didn't follow it up against Emporia, which was a little disappointing. But we're the young team. We got some growing pains, so hopefully we learned a little bit, you know, from the Emporia loss the other night when we're close with 9 to go and then just couldn't find any energy or rhythm late.
Are you finding that some of the things that you've worked on this season are coming back to haunt you? Or are you seeing new mistakes, that sort of thing?
No, probably, I mean, similar stuff. I mean, things that we're seeing on film that we would have thought by now we probably should have fixed. It's a little bit my fault, though, too. I mean, you expect the kids to have it, and maybe it's a fundamental thing that we worked on early but hadn't come back to. Some of that in Emporia was some, they said a lot of ball screens, and maybe I hadn't prepared them enough for just ball screens because we hadn't seen a ton of them. So, you know, it's not all on them by any means. A little bit's on the coaching staff, too. There's just so much to do and so much to talk about, and you just don't have all day, every day to be able to work on some of those things. So you pick and choose your battles, and for the most part, we're doing a good job, but some of them you just got to keep working on every day.
And when the team is playing well, what do you see this team doing that you're impressed with?
Well, I mean, I think offensively we share the basketball, spread it out. We've talked about when we're best offensively is when we're balanced in our scoring. I still think that's true. I think that's going to be true for years to come. I don't think that's going to change anything. Defensively, I think we're better when we can change defenses, when we can get out and pressure people a little bit. I still think we're better that way. We just don't have depth to do that very much. And I thought we tired out at Emporia because we worked so hard against Northeastern and worked so hard in the first half against Emporia. We just weren't able to get any type of pressure on them in the second half. So when we can pick and choose it, I think, you know, it's to our advantage again tonight. I think we'll have to pick and choose a little bit. I don't know that we can go 40 straight minutes and try to think that we're going to play that way.
Now, you've mentioned a little bit about Fort Hays State and that they've got the size. What is it like? Because we saw a little bit more size with Emporia. How does it compare?
Well, they're bigger at the five. I mean, Lehman's 6'4 and long and lanky and just quality, really good hands. So, you know, most nights we go in thinking we have the advantage at the four and the five. And tonight, you know, if you're looking at statistically, we don't. We think we can match them, though, fairly well. So we've kind of challenged them. So can we score on their bigs, or can we neutralize each other and then turn it over to the guards and challenge our guards to see if we can't be better than their guards? And I don't know. We're going to find that out. But I kind of see that probably happening if it was the way we wanted it to be, as the post game kind of neutralizes each other. And then let's see if the perimeter, who's got the better perimeter players.
It seems like Hayes has always had good rebounding teams. Is that another case again this year?
Yeah, really good. Maybe one of the better ones we've seen. And they just crash so hard. So we're going to try to do some things to keep our bigs matched up on their bigs a little bit. Part of that, though, is ball containment and not getting beat off the dribble, so our bigs don't have to go help. So on that standpoint, we're putting it on the guards to make sure they're doing a great job on the basketball, so we're not asking Maggie and Annie and Alexis and those kids to have to help too much where we're losing rebound position.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, man.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The work of mixed media artist, calligrapher, and abstract painter John Chang is showcased in the latest exhibit at Northwest Missouri State University's Olive Deluce Art Gallery. Chang's exhibit, Encounters of Space, opened Monday, January 28th at the Charles Johnson Theater in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building. Chang is a native of Shanghai, China, who now resides in Southern California and expresses the duality of his Chinese and American experiences. Chang says he hopes his showcase will show off many years of training.
I want people to see the form, the shape, the technique of the Chinese ink calligraphy, and also they can see the Western abstraction, because I grew up with it. I trained when I was young, 10, 15 years, to train to write the calligraphy, the traditional. It's very hard. Just like the Western, they train the traditional painting, drawing. It takes for a while. And today, probably students don't pay attention about those skills. So that's why I want to bring, it looks easy, but it's not easy. It takes a long time to train both sides, Eastern, Western, you know, traditional paintings, drawings, calligraphy, technique. And I want people to see it's very pleasure, drawing, simple, but behind the painting, it's not that simple. It carries a lot of story, historical, you know, culturally, and Eastern, Western, American, Chinese. So that's what I want people to engage, to learn from their experience, their point of view.
John Chang's Encounters of Space art exhibit will be open through Friday, March 8th in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas, as we look at the starting lineups for this women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. First for Fort Hays, coming in with a 14-5 record. They are 6-5 in the MIAA. Coach Tony Hobson in his fifth season, going with Beth Bethlowski. She is a 5'6" freshman out of Dwight, Nebraska. Caitlin Edwards at 6 feet. She is a junior from Crete, Nebraska. She's the team leader in scoring, with averaging 13 points a game. Also pulls down 8 rebounds a game and leads the team with 52 assists. Kelsey Sorensen is a 5'10" senior out of McPherson, Kansas, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. Carrie Ann Shaw is a 5'10" sophomore out of Deweese, Nebraska, averages 3 points and 5 rebounds a contest. And Kate Lehman is a 6'4" sophomore from Newton, Kansas. She averages 15 points a game and is the leading rebounder, pulling down 8 a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, with an 11-8 record, 5-6 in the MIAA, Coach Mark Kellogg going with Ashley Nelson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha. Monique Stevens at 5'3". She is a junior from Australia. Timber Schekinger is a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa. Annie Matthews at 5'10". She is a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And Maggie Marnin is a 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa. Marnin, along with Ashley Nelson, tied for the team lead in scoring, both scoring right at 11 points a game. Annie Matthews coming in as the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 8 boards a contest. So there you have your starters tonight, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, the women's matchup first in our doubleheader here this evening from Hays, Kansas. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Gross Coliseum. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. 11 Northwest Missouri State University students gave up their first week of winter break to reconstruct homes damaged by Hurricane Sandy in New York. 8 male students and 3 female students packed themselves and their luggage in 2 vans and drove 12 hours to 2 consecutive days. Each student paid $90 to cover travel and living costs, while other expenses were covered by donations from area churches. They worked December 16th through the 21st on Staten Island alongside more than 400 other college students volunteering through Southern Baptist Disaster Relief.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Hays, Kansas, just a few minutes away from the tip of tonight's women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, a little bit later on, the men's teams will be meeting up, and for the Northwest men, kind of in a similar position, still looking with Dylan Starzl out with that knee injury, and last week they got a couple of wins. They were tight wins. It is a little bit tougher, but the key is the Cats getting wins, even with their big inside guy out.
Yeah, they've really done a good job as far as capitalizing not only on that, but also they've been playing without Deshaun Cooper all season long. Now they've had a chance to adjust to that since the very start of the season. But when you have someone like Starzl out and Cooper, two guys you're really counting on at the start of this year, they've done very well. They had a couple of close ones, as you said, a one-point win over Emporia State, and then, of course, that exciting one last week with Northeastern State as well. So they've done a good job of having players come in, step up, and contribute, and they'll have to do that again tonight against a very good Fort Hays State team that's just right behind Northwest in the MIAA standings, and it's a Fort Hays State team that's playing some pretty good basketball right now.
And that's another thing with the two wins last week by Northwest. Another thing they got Saturday night, a loss by Central, putting them just at one game out of the top spot in the MIAA.
Yeah, it's a kind of a unique conference race this season where there's really no team that you can consider really outstanding. There's a lot of very good basketball teams, but no team that's really head and shoulders above the others. So it's a race right now that's anybody's. You look at Central, you look at Northwest, Fort Hays State. Just a number of teams right now that have the next shot. Washburn as well, and we'll see Washburn on Saturday. So a lot of basketball left to be played and a lot of big games coming up here in the next 3 weeks.
And that's another unique situation. We've talked a lot this year about the schedule, but basically it's going to be like Groundhog Day next week.
Really?
We'll see basically the same week in basketball, just in different locations.
Yeah, we got Fort Hays here tonight. Then Saturday we go to Topeka, and then next week Fort Hays comes to Northwest, and Washburn comes to Northwest next Saturday. So get a chance to see both of those teams for, coming up here in the next couple weeks. After not seeing them all season long, all of a sudden you can pack up these games within a two-week period.
Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, our matchup tonight here along the Bearcat Radio Network. They're just getting done with the introductions of the starting lineups here. Northwest heading out toward midcourt. They'll wait on Hays to head toward the sideline. And again, a couple of road games this week. Nothing like we saw the three-game road trips in January for Northwest. And right now, Hays in the middle of a four-game homestand. Now, you talked about their matchup against Truman. I guess with the trip that they had to take to Truman, that's about as long a trip as you can have in the MIAA.
Oh, yeah, and really no good way. Well, there's really no good way to get to Kirksville from Maryville either, but it's a lot shorter trip. But from Hays, Kansas, you really tough to get there from here. And it's a long trip, but they were able to head out there and come up with a win.
So stepping into the center circle will be Maggie Marnin for Northwest. It's Northwest in the road green uniforms. We've seen them wear black on the road once this year. That was at Southwest Baptist. They're back in the road greens this time around, and Marnin will be across from Kate Lehman to get this one started as Lehman steps into the center circle for the Tigers. The tip will be controlled by Hays as they work left to right in this first half. Buslofsky works it over to the right side on the wing for Sorensen. Sorensen back out to Buslofsky between the circles. Now at the top of the key to the free throw line, gets it for Edwards. Edwards down the left side of the lane. Layup good for Caitlin Edwards. First 2 points of the game go to Fort Hays State. Northwest with their first possession. Stevens brings it up the floor against Buslofsky. Now out near the center circle. The top of the key with it. Gets a screen from Marnin. Now bounce pass to the right elbow for Matthews. Matthews holding it above her head, works it over to Schechinger right side, nearly taken away by Sorensen. Schechinger up with it to Matthews. Skip across left side, Nelson down to the baseline on the drive, runner off the glass, won't go. Rebound underneath for Sorensen for Hays. Outlet to Buslofsky, brings it over to the right side on the wing. Now out to the left side, Sorensen. Back to Buslofsky on the right side, leaves it out on the wing. Now back top of the key for Sorensen, over to the left side for Shaw. Shaw will work it into the corner. Buslofsky back to Shaw. Shaw to the free throw line, out to the right side for Sorensen. Looks down low, tries to go to Lehman, leads her too much with a pass. She'll chase it down in the corner into Sorensen. Four on the shot clock, jumper up off the back of the rim. Rebound for Maggie Marnin. Outlet will go to Stevens on the left side. She'll push it up the floor. Give it for Marnin at the top of the key. Marnin holding on to it. Gets it to Nelson, baseline right. Nelson back to Marnin at the free throw line. Now to Nelson on the right side. She'll put it on the floor to the wing. To Monique Stevens, top of the key, tries a drive, spin move, bounce pass into the left corner for Schechinger. Up to the left wing, Matthews. Top of the key, Marnin. Over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens on the wing will put up a three. That'll be too long. Rebound for Sorensen. And she'll bring it up the left side of the floor for Hays. A 2-0 lead for the Tigers. Sorensen into the left corner, gets it for Shaw. Shaw inside to Lehman, and the shot by Lehman is good. Kate Lehman makes it a 4-0 game. Hays with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Just about 2 minutes into it here at the Groves Coliseum. In the center circle is Stevens. Works it over to the left side. Nelson on the wing. Top of the key, Matthews. Now to the right for Marnin. Marnin to Stevens. Heading down the lane. Spins. Kicks it to Marnin. 15-foot shot from the free throw line. Too strong. Rebound inside. Matthews up with the follow. Knocked away, but a foul against Caitlin Edwards. Well, send Matthews to the free throw line. That would be one thing that would be good if Northwest could get Edwards into a little bit of foul trouble.
Oh, no doubt about that. They've got a pretty good 1-2 punch in there, and if you can get one of the two, at least one of the two, into a little bit of early foul trouble and force them to go to the bench in that position, then Northwest would be much better off.
Matthews with two free throw attempts, missing the first. Northwest still looking for their first point of the game. 17:47 to play in the first half. It's a 4-0 lead for Fort Hays State. Matthews' second free throw is good. So it's now a 4-1 game. Hayes with the basketball. Some full court pressure from Northwest. Inbound to Sorensen on the left side. Now back to Edwards. She'll work it ahead to Buslowski on the right side. To Edwards between the circles. High post to the free throw line. Shaw down low. Lehman shot no good. Rebound tipped into the corner. Goes out of bounds. No indication yet. It'll be Northwest basketball. So the Bearcats get another opportunity here. Down 4-1 with 17:33 to play in the first half. Buslowski pressuring Monique Stevens in the backcourt. Stevens taking her time up court. Buslowski goes for a steal. Now Stevens across the timeline. Over to the left. Brings it to the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Spins. Kicks it up to Marnin. Top of the key. Bobbles the pass. Works it to Schechinger on the right wing. Now down to Matthews. Inside to Nelson. Nelson out to Schechinger. A three-pointer on the way. That one's off right. Rebound on the baseline for Buslowski. Hayes the other way. Ahead to Sorensen on the left side. Stops on the wing. Skips it over to the right side. Shaw now down to Lehman on the block. Double team. Kick out for Shaw. One dribble for her. Brings it to Buslowski between the circles. On to the left side. In the corner. Sorensen with a jumper just inside the arc. No good. Lehman the rebound. Out to Buslowski. Now left side Sorensen to Shaw in the corner. Shaw with one dribble to Lehman at the high post. Spins. Gives it out. Buslowski top of the key. Over to the right side for Sorensen. She'll skip it into the left corner for Caitlin Edwards. Chased it down. Gets it to Buslowski. Top of the key. Shaw. 18-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound for Monique Stevens. She'll lead the break for Northwest. Into the paint. Now stops. Spins. Kicks it out. Right side. Schechinger takes a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sorensen for Fort Hays State. Out to Buslowski. She'll skip it into the left corner. Shaw down to the baseline on the drive. Gives up with the shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Shaw down with it. To Sorensen. Into Lehman. Lehman spins, goes up with the shot. It's good off the glass for Kate Lehman. That's four for Lehman, and it's a 6-1 lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest with the ball. Stevens on the right side of the floor. Gets it top of the key to Nelson. Nelson with one dribble down to Matthews. Matthews double team, kick out for Stevens. Top of the key, Nelson. A three on the way, and that one's no good. Edwards with the rebound for Hayes. Northwest with three wide open looks from three-point range. Haven't gotten any of the three to fall. Edwards with it on the left wing to Buslowski, top of the key. Right side, Shaw takes a pass, puts it on the floor to Edwards, top of the key. Shot fake out to Buslowski, left wing. Inside to Lehman. Lehman squares, puts up the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Marnin. Poor shot there by Lehman. Outlet goes to Stevens. 15:21 to play in the first half. Northwest down by five. Right side, Nelson to Marnin, top of the key. Makes the pass left, goes down to the right block for Matthews. Spins, gets through a double team, shot no good. Rebound picked up by Matthews on the baseline. Out to Stevens, top of the key. Now to Nelson. Schechinger inside. Marnin, her pass, tip. Stevens up with it. Gets it out to Nelson. Left side beyond the arc. Guarded by Buslowski, gets a screen from Matthews. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Spins, kicks it out to Matthews. Now she's into the lane. Buslowski knocks it away. Gets the steal. Layup the other way for Buslowski. Blocked by Nelson. It comes down onto Nelson, who is out of bounds. So it'll belong to Fort Hays State after a timeout. 14:47 to play in the first half. 6-1. Fort Hays State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, 6-1, Fort Hays State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 14:47 to play in the first half, and not bad defensively, but a little bit of slow start offensively for Northwest.
Yeah, and I think just when you get a little bit of rhythm going, and again, a lot of what they do when they get some things going successfully, you get it off the transition. If they can force a turnover or get a good rebound and get a quick outlet and get some transition points going, loosen up a little bit, I think that will help out the offense immensely.
Northwest back out there without a substitution after the first timeout. And for Fort Hays State, they bring in one change. Tracy Keezer, a senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. She'll put up a jumper from the right side. It's no good. Rebound tipped around on the far sideline. Saved inbounds to Maggie Marnin. Nelson across midcourt with it. Top of the key over to the left side for Stevens. Inside to Matthews. Matthews takes a dribble to get out of trouble. Now on the baseline, needs some help. Gets it to Nelson on the left side. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with a dribble. Top of the key, Schechinger. Right corner for Stevens. She'll bring it up to the wing. Get a screen from Marnin. The runner is short. Rebound underneath for Lehman. Lehman will give it up for Keezer. And now out to Veslovsky, right side. Ahead to the baseline. Edwards running the floor. Up with the shot. No good. Got her own rebound. And the reach in foul. Going to be called against Northwest. All five Bearcats were around her at the time. Timber Schechinger gets called for the foul. That's the first against Northwest. And inbound coming on the baseline left for Fort Hays State. Now Tara Inglesby checks into the lineup. Inglesby, a junior out of Wamego, Kansas. The inbound left side. She's going to take the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Monique Stevens. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Still a 6-1 game. Fort Hays State with the lead. Stevens between the circles. Working it over to the left side. Gets it to Schechinger. Has it tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Keezer. Alexis Bay and Meredith Scott check in for Northwest. Marnin and Schechinger come to the sideline for the Cats. 13:56 to play in the first half. It's a 6-1 game. Fort Hays State on top. Nelson's inbound to Bay. Over to the right side, Matthews. Now to the wing for Stevens. Stevens on the floor once. Scott top of the key. Over to the right side on the wing, Nelson. Inside to Matthews. In the corner, Stevens. She'll drive with it to the high post for Bay. 7 on the shot clock. Bay to Matthews at the right elbow. Out to Stevens. Stevens to the free throw line. Down the lane. The layup on the left side is good for Monique Stevens. Tough shot by Stevens. Veslovsky just about took her head off there, knocking her right in the ear, but she got it to go, and it's a 6-3 game. Hayes with the lead in the ball. Edwards with it. Gets it to Veslovsky. Now over to the right side for Ty Brown. On to the left side it goes. Keezer with it over there. Now out to Veslovsky on the left side. To Brown. Over to Veslovsky. She'll drive with it. One-handed shot off the glass. Good. For Veslovsky. That's her first 2 points. Makes it an 8-3 game. Fort Hays State with the lead. Northwest with the ball. Down low to Alexis Bay. On the block. Spins. Goes up with the shot. Too hard off the glass. Meredith Scott there for the rebound. Pushed out of bounds. And the ball will go to Fort Hays State. Into the lineup for Fort Hays State comes Taylor Chandler, a 5'5 freshman out of Wichita, Kansas. She'll take the inbound and bring it up the floor. Out to Edwards. She dribbles with it on the right side, goes on the drive, down to the baseline, a jumper for Inglesby's, no good. Rebound for Matthews down low for Northwest. Ball goes ahead on the left side. Nelson tried the touch pass into Alexis Bay. It is knocked out of bounds. It goes off of Tracy Keezer, and I think that one caught the camera gal right in the gut.
I think you're right. She's in
some pain.
Yes.
So Northwest will inbound baseline left. Ashley Thayer checks in to take the place of Monique Stevens. Thayer's inbound to the free throw line for Matthews. Out to the right side for Scott. Scott over to the left. Nelson into the corner. Thayer. Thayer brings it up to Nelson. 12:28 to play. Underneath, Matthews cutting along the baseline. The ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. It's off of Tracy Keezer. And now Paige Lunsford, a 5'11 freshman from right here in Hays, Kansas, checks into the lineup. Inbound from Thayer to the left side for Nelson. Puts up the 18-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound Scott. Out to Nelson left side. Now to Bay at the free throw line. Right side for Thayer. Thayer brings it to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Looking to get rid of it. Does left side Scott. Now down to the baseline. Nelson drives up with a shot. Knocked away, and they're going to call a held ball as Tara Inglesby came across to get her hand on the basketball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
She did a good job just going straight up and trying to force that held ball. Didn't lean in, swipe at the ball or anything. Just did a good job defensively.
Thayer inbounding again on the baseline left. Still looking, now gets it out right side for Matthews. Back over to the left for Thayer. On the wing with it. Looks inside to Matthews posting up. She takes the pass, spins, shot up. Good for Annie Matthews. 3 points for Matthews, and it's an 8-5 game. Fort Hays State with the lead in the ball. 11:52 to play in the first half. Onto the right side on the wing is Chandler. Brings it out top of the key, Brown. Brown wants to go back to Chandler, does. Right wing, Chandler with a dribble. Brings it to the left side with a pass for Keezer. Keezer will dribble to the top of the key, leave it there for Chandler. Now on to the left side, Brown, down to the baseline. Now she brings it out, double dribbles with the basketball, and gives it to Northwest. 11:34 to play in the first half, an 8-5 game. Hayes is led from the start. Cats had just 1 point through the first little over 5 minutes of the ball game. Thayer with it in the backcourt, being pressured by Kai Brown. Works it over to the left wing for Bay. Bay looking at Scott, cutting through, not there. Tried to go to Nelson. Nelson knocked to the floor. It's picked up by Keezer. Layup the other way for Keezer is knocked away, but Alexis Bay will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Bay, second team foul, and Keezer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Hayes. Keezer came in tied for the team lead with 19 threes. The other one with 19, Melissa Nelson, is out for the ball game. They're not a big threat from the outside. They try to make their living in the paint. And the first free throw is off the front of the rim for Keezer. Keezer, a senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. 11:14 to play in the first half. Her second free throw is good. That makes it a 9-5 game. Fort Hays State with the lead. Northwest with the ball. 11:11 to play in the first half. Thayer bringing it up the floor once again with Kai Brown backpedaling in front of her. Crosses over to the right side of the floor. Onto the wing. Picks up the dribble to Bay at the free throw line. One dribble for her. Takes a handoff to Thayer. Holding on to it. Needs some help. Gets it into the right corner. It's tipped away from Meredith Scott. Picked up by Matthews. Now to Bay. Bay out top of the key for Thayer. Down the left side of the lane into the corner. Scott, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath for Inglesby. Outlet ahead to Keezer. Keezer led the break but stops. Gives it back for Chandler. Out to Brown, overthrows the pass. It'll go out of bounds and back to Northwest Missouri State. Kimber Schechinger into the Bearcat lineup takes the place of Ashley Nelson with 10:34 to play in the first half. Northwest down by four. Thayer takes the inbound. Calls out the offense as she takes the pass. Now across midcourt with Brown right there defensively. Good pressure defense by Hayes in the early part of this game. Bay over to the right side for Thayer. Inside to Matthews. Double team. Tried to go to Schechinger. Taken away by Keezer. Keezer will get it back to Brown, who will bring it up the floor with a pass ahead to Keezer. Left side. Thought about a long three. Almost traveled. Dribbles with it. Gets it to Brown. Right side for Chandler. Top of the key. Now to Keezer. Left wing. Into the corner for Brown. Brown will dribble up toward the wing. Now top of the key, a three on the way from Inglesby. Well short, rebound underneath, picked up by Lunsford. Lunsford now has it taken away by Schechinger. Outlet goes to Thayer. Thayer to the left wing, spins with it, goes inside to Bay. Bay up with the shot off the glass. Tough shot, but it's good for Alexis Bay.
Had to really muscle that one up in front of Inglesby there, and just a nice strong move to block it off the left side.
Inside 10 minutes to play in the first half. It's a two-point game. Hayes with the lead in the ball. Chandler with it on the right side. Gets it between the circles for Brown. She'll get a screen from Lunsford. Now into the corner for Chandler. Takes a dribble. Up with the shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound. Caught Schechinger a little off guard, but she's up with it to Thayer. Down the left side of the lane. Goes coast to coast. Shot good for Ashley Thayer. And that will tie the game at 9 with 9:11 to go in the first half. Off the timeline. The pass to the right side for Chandler. Now to Brown near the center circle. She'll work it to the left side, to the elbow, spins, tries to go to Lunsford, knocked away, Thayer up with it for Northwest. Ahead to the left side for Schechinger, now touch pass down to Scott, layup, gives Northwest the lead. Merity Scott with her first 2 points and a timeout for Fort Hays State. 11-9, the Northwest women with the lead, 8:52 to play in the first half. And I tell you, we saw some good pressure defense out of Fort Hays State. That seems to have backed off a bit the last few minutes, and Northwest is taking advantage.
They are, and some of the reasons that's backed off, granted, we'll get some rebounds and get a nice quick outlet and run that transition. They've got a couple of buckets off the layups, running the fast break, and that has made a huge difference. And then when you, even at that point, they're able, besides just the transition, able to get a little bit more of their offense running because of that. And as far as the running the half-court offense, they've got a couple good looks at the bucket. They'll be able to convert on those. And just a different type of team right now from Northwest from what they started. And you have to credit Northwest being very patient, still trying to maintain and play very good defense, and has turned into some points at the other end.
11-9 the lead for Northwest, 8:52 to play in the first half. Inbound coming for Fort Hays State. Carrie Ann Shaw checks back into the lineup along with Beth Beslowski for Hays. Kate Lehman also back on the floor for the Tigers. Beslowski takes the inbound in the backcourt. We'll bring it up against Meredy Scott. Scott sidestepping in front of her across the timeline left. Beslowski on the drive into the corner for Keezer. Brings it up to the wing. Now to Chandler between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing for Shaw. Shaw with one dribble, spinning, wanting to go inside. There's a double team on Lehman out to Beslowski near the center circle. So they're with it, top of the key, five on the shot clock, over to the right side in the corner. Touch pass into Chandler is knocked away by Kember Schickender. It goes out of bounds. Hays will have the ball after a timeout. 8:24 to play in the first half. 11-9, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Fort Hays State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
An 8-1 run for Northwest Missouri State has helped the Bearcat women into an 11-9 lead with 8:24 to play in the first half. And after that slow start offensively, the Cats getting it turned around. It looks like they're just feeling a little bit more comfortable. The Coliseum's a little bit different place to play. Now, I know most of these players have played here before, but it's just tough to get used to these surroundings.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger surrounding here, and probably one of the nicer places to go in the MIAA. A little bit bigger of an arena where the shooting backdrop's a little bit different, and after adjusting that a bit, I think they're in pretty good shape.
Inbound to Keezer on the right side. Quick shot, no good. Edwards had the rebound, but it's taken away by Annie Matthews. Matthews will get it out to Thayer. Bearcats with a chance to increase their lead. Thayer across midcourt. Spins to the top of the key. Gets by Beslowski. Lob pass down for Matthews. Matthews was going to cut to the basket. That's where Thayer threw it, but Thayer kind of ran into Edwards. Got slowed up a bit, and the ball goes out of bounds. Hays gets it back. Beslowski will take the inbound. She'll bring it up the floor against Thayer. Both teams have been applying a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Inside to Edwards. Pass across to Lehman. Up with the shot. No good. But Kember Schickender will be called for the foul for Northwest. That will be her second. Two of the three fouls that have been called against Northwest. That'll get Nelson into the ballgame for the Cats. Okay, Lehman to the free throw line for two opportunities. And the first one is good. Lehman, a 68% free throw shooter, has 5 points. Her second free throw could tie the game with 7:52 to play in the first half. Second one for Lehman off the back of the rim. The rebound to the floor. Keezer comes in to pick it up. She was out near midcourt. Pass into the corner, tipped away by Nelson. Marnin picks up the loose ball and gets it out to Thayer. Now ahead to Nelson on the left side. To Thayer between the circles. Northwest sets the offense to Matthews at the right elbow. She squares, looks at the bucket, and gets it out top of the key for Thayer. Over to the left side for Scott. Scott looks in at Marnin, gets it to her on the block. Marnin to the top of the key, and now a foul away from the ball. This will go against Fort Hays State, and it is Carrie Ann Shaw who is called for her first. That's the team's second. And Monique Stevens into the lineup for Thayer.
Shaw got called for the push out on the perimeter, but really earlier than that, it was a case where Nelson got pushed by her underneath the bucket right into the cheerleaders. Nothing was called out of that, but they eventually got her on the play.
Stevens looking to inbound, baseline right, gets it to Scott, layup on the right, good for Merity Scott. That's four for Scott, 13-10 the lead for Northwest, 7-17 to play in the first half. Over to the left side between the circles, Shaw gets it to Bislavsky, inside to Edwards, Edwards down the left side of the lane, shot off the glass, good for Caitlin Edwards. Four for Edwards, a one-point game, Northwest with the lead in the ball. Stevens out between the circles, dribbles over to the left side on the wing, spins with it, tipped away, she chases it down, now brings it over to the right side, top of the key, Nelson, fakes on the shot, started a drive, cut off, brings it out to Stevens. Back left side, Marnin with it on the wing. 10 on the shot clock, Marnin to the right side, Matthews, top of the key, Nelson. Nelson, one dribble, three-pointer on the way, banks it home, and she's going to have a chance at a four-point play as Nelson was knocked to the floor on the shot.
My.
Now there's a discussion. I wonder, maybe they'll call it well after the shot. Can only hope. I doubt it. You don't see that very often. It looks like they are because they're calling for an inbound. So the three is going to be good by Ashley Nelson. Foul is on Tracy Keezer, and Northwest will get the basketball out on the sideline.
Yeah, I think that was a very good call there because Nelson, after putting that shot up, had already come down, and her shooting motion was complete, and then she got shoved to the floor, so I think the officials got that one right.
Top of the key, Marnin, over to the left side, Matthews, onto the wing for Stevens, inside to Nelson, Nelson to the free throw line, Matthews, Stevens, left side, on the drive on Bislavsky, reaches in, tips it away, Stevens up with it, goes up with a shot, no good, lame in the rebound for Fort Hays State. Starting to see the defensive pressure picked up again by Hays, Northwest up by four, 6:20 to play in the first half. Bislavsky dribbling with it, left side, goes on the drive, into the paint, Nelson tried to take a charge, and she does. Bislavsky called for her first foul, fourth team foul. I didn't know if Nelson would get the call because she kind of just backpedaled. She really didn't fall, and typically it takes that fall to get that charge call.
Bislavsky is one of those players that reminds me an awful lot of Stevens on the Northwest side. It's not really physically imposing, but just one of those players that's right in the middle of everything.
Stevens with it for Northwest in the backcourt with Bislavsky in front of her. 6:06 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by four. Stevens down the left side, onto the wing. Spins with it, gets it to Nelson. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with a dribble, knocked away. Matthews picks it up. She'll go up with a shot over Bislavsky, no good. Rebound knocked away from Marnin. And it's picked up on the left side by Sorensen. And Stevens falls to the floor. But they're going to call her for the foul. That'll be the first on Monique Stevens. Fourth team foul. And Hayes will inbound against full court pressure. 5:49 to play in the first half. Inbound to Edwards. She brings it up against Merity Scott. Edwards across the timeline with a pass to Bislavsky, left side. She's between the circles with it. Lobs for Lehman. Pass overthrown off of Lehman's fingertips and out of bounds. So it goes back to Northwest with 5:37 on the first half clock. Matthews inbound goes to Stevens. Bearcats are up 16-12 after a slow start offensively in this one. Stevens brings it across the timeline. Stops between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson. Had to tip it to herself. Gives it for Scott, top of the key. Left side, Nelson. Open a three from the wing. Good for Ashley Nelson. Second three of a half for Nelson. Her 43rd on the season. And it's a 19-12 lead for Northwest. 5:09 to play in the first half. Bislavsky across the timeline. Over to the right side for Edwards. Out to Bislavsky. On to the left side, Shaw. Lob in for Lehman. Lehman up with a shot. Hits the bottom of the rim. The rebound's tipped around. Marnin and Edwards fight for it. Held ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Hayes. So the Tigers will inbound after a timeout. 19-12 Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Fort Hays State. 4:56 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MerrivilleMo.org.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 19-12 over Fort Hays State, 4:56 to play in the first half. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Hayes will have the basketball coming out of the break. 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 4:56 to play in the first half. The inbound into the left corner. Quick shot on the way from Sorensen. No good. Rebound for Edwards. Up with the follow off the glass, and it's good for Caitlin Edwards. She just works hard all over the floor. 19-14 the lead for Northwest. That ended a 10-3 run for the Bearcats. Over to the right side. Nelson on the wing takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Edwards, who knocks Stevens to the floor and then dribbles around her up the left sideline. Guarded by Merity, Scott hesitates. Scott goes down. Now Edwards between the circles. Wislofsky down the right side of the lane. Shot knocked away by Marnin, but Marnin also knocks Wislofsky to the floor. And that will mean two free throw attempts for Hayes. And the first foul against Maggie Marnin. Wislofsky, a 70% free throw shooter. We'll get two chances from there for Hayes. 4:26 to play in the first half. Northwest up by five. Free throw from Wislofsky is good. Back into the ball game for Fort Hays State comes Taylor Chandler. Takes the place of Kelsey Sorensen. And a second free throw for Wislofsky is up and good. So four now for Wislofsky, and it's a three-point Northwest lead. Bearcat ball. Stevens with it in the backcourt. Brings it up against Chandler across the timeline. Now over to the right side to Scott on the wing. Scott down to the baseline against Wislofsky. Top of the key, Nelson. She'll go on the drive over to the left for Matthews. Matthews out to Stevens beyond the arc. Stevens holds on to it with 10 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Marnin. Into the lane she goes. Tries to go to Matthews. The ball tipped twice. Goes out of bounds and will belong to Northwest. They'll have 5 seconds to work with on the shot clock.
BYU, 5 seconds. Get it in, BYU.
4:01 to go in the first half. Nelson's inbound to Marnin, top of the key. Back to Nelson. A three on the way from Nelson. Almost banked it in. Rebound inside for Tara Inglesby for Fort Hays State. Wislofsky ahead to Edwards. Left side, 17-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound on the baseline. Edwards out top of the key. Inglesby. Right side for Chandler. Now back out to Wislofsky between the circles. Right side, Chandler. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound on the baseline. Edwards fights for it. Away from Scott. Gets it out to Wislofsky. Crossover, Wislofsky on the drive, up with a shot, no good. Lehman the rebound, the follow off the glass is good for Kate Lehman.
Lehman's a tough one. She's not physically big as far as weight-wise, but tall and lean and long arms, is able to reach up, get that rebound, then put her back up.
A one-point game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 3:13 to go in the first half. Stevens with it, picks up the dribble on the right wing, spinning with it, gets it to Matthews, top of the key. Over to the right side for Nelson. Into Marnin. Right back out to Nelson. A little bit of confusion there as Nelson goes top of the key. To Matthews at the free throw line. Underneath Stevens. Shot no good, but Stevens knocked to the floor by Chandler. So she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the first on Taylor Chandler. Fifth team foul against Fort Hays State. And Stevens to the line. She's hit 63% of her free throws this year. 2:56 to go in the first half. And the first free throw is good. 3 points now for Monique Stevens. And a second free throw coming up for the junior out of Australia. That one is good as well. It's four for Stevens, and it's a three-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Fort Hays State with a basketball. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Edwards out near midcourt. Gets a screen, top of the key. Gives it over to Wislofsky. Now top of the key. Inglesby takes a three, and it's good. Tara Inglesby ties the game with her first points of the ball game. 2:35 to play in the first half. Nelson with it on the left side. Goes on the drive. Down to the baseline, Scott. She drives with it. Up with the runner off the glass. No. Rebound knocked away from Lehman, but a foul against Meredith Scott. And it'll be Fort Hays State basketball, and they actually call this one on Maggie Marnin. That's the second on Marnin, 16th foul against Northwest. Thayer into the ball game for Scott, and Bay in for Marnin. Game tied at 21 with 2:27 to play in the first half. Full court pressure from Northwest. Edwards with the inbound to Veselovsky. And Monique Stevens gives her some room as she brings it up the floor and out of the free throw line. Inglesby gets it out between the circles, and Lehman knocks Nelson to the floor and gets called for the foul away from the ball. That'll be the first on Kate Lehman. 16 foul against Fort Hays State, so Northwest will have it with 2:17 to play in the half.
Lehman kind of gave a look at the official like, who, me? But, boy, knocked Nelson right down to the floor, though.
Nelson takes the inbound against full court pressure, gets it to Stevens. She'll back it out, wait for teammates. Now to Nelson on the wing. Up with the three-point shot. Good. Ashley Nelson with her third three of this first half. All of her points outside the arc. And it's a 24-21 lead for Northwest. 2 minutes to play in the half. Pass inside for Lehman. Shot knocked away by Bay, but they're going to get Bay with the foul here. That'll be the second on Alexis Bay. Coach Mark Kellogg can't believe it. Thought that one was clean. I thought they'd call the foul with the body. That I could understand, but he said it came on the arm. Up there, it looked clean.
Yeah, it really looked like Bay went straight up to try to block that shot, so it wasn't leaning in, but unfortunately, he gets called for the foul.
So Lehman with two opportunities. The first free throw is up and off the back of the rim.
It's been a physical game inside, both for the post players for Fort Hays State, and Northwest has been physical in the lane as well, so I imagine we'll see this the rest of the game.
1:56 to play in the first half. The second free throw for Lehman is good. 8 points in the first half for her, and it's a two-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 1:53 to play in the half. Nelson with it to Stevens out in the center circle. Guarded by Chandler. Works it over to the left side with the dribble. Gets it out to Thayer on the wing. Thayer looks inside at Bay. Instead to the top of the key for Nelson. Over to the right side, Matthews. Into the corner, Stevens. Stevens with a dribble to Bay at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens looking inside at Bay, instead to Matthews. One dribble for her. Shot on the way. Good for Annie Matthews. Another tough shot for Matthews that she hits inside. She's got five. 4-point Northwest lead. Veselovsky into the lane. Tries to get a pass to Lehman. Knocked away. Picked up by Matthews. Outlet to Stevens on the right side. To the top of the key. Spins with it. Over to the right. Fair. Puts up a three. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Inglesby for Fort Hays State. 1:04 to go in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by four. Veselovsky with it between the circles to the right side. Chandler lob into Lehman. Goes up with the shot. Got it to go and draws the foul. Ashley Thayer trying to come over on the help side. A little bit late getting over. She ends up called for her first foul. And one free throw opportunity coming up for Kate Lehman.
Yeah, a little bit of a mismatch inside as well. Lehman at 6'4" and Thayer at 5'8".
Free throw by Lehman is good. He has 11 points. So far, the only one in double-digit scoring in this one. And it makes it a one-point game, 26-25. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They'll have the ball after a timeout as Coach Kellogg takes his first timeout of the ball game. 55.8 seconds to play in this first half. Don't forget, we've got men's basketball coming your way after this one here from Gross Coliseum. As both Bearcat teams play Hays tonight, Washburn Saturday. Next week, Hays Wednesday night, Washburn on Saturday.
There's no figure they might have only scheduled this year at all.
You know, I know we've been given schedule a hard time, but you look at teams moving like UNO leaving, and they try to make schedules ahead of time, and next year you've got Truman State that's going to be leaving. So with all these changes, adding teams, taking teams away, it really makes it hard to get a consistent schedule.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing at all, and I really would hate to try to make up the schedule myself. And I know we've talked a lot about having to be on the road a lot in January. Fort Hays State kind of in a similar type of situation where they're going to get a lot of home games in February, as is Northwest.
Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. He's a little bit slow getting out of the timeout. The inbound comes to Alexis Bay against the full court pressure. She's across the timeline with the dribble. Now middle of the floor. We'll hand it for Stevens. Guarded by Chandler. 45 seconds to play in the half. To the free throw line for Matthews. Matthews across to the right side of the lane. We'll kick it out. Nelson on the wing. Wide open. The three is short. Rebound underneath for Hays. They've got a chance to take a lead late in the half. Veselovsky across the timeline with it. Works with it on the right wing. Out between the circles. Gets it for Shaw. Shaw back over to Veselovsky, right wing. He'll get it up to Shaw, top of the key, on to Chandler, left wing. 20 seconds to play in the half. Down to the free throw line, Veselovsky down low on the left. A hook shot for Inglesby off the front of the rim. Rebound for Monique Stevens. 12 seconds to go in the half. Stevens across midcourt. Down the left side of the lane against Veselovsky, up with a shot, knocked away. And a rebound inside for Edwards. Three on the clock. Edwards ahead to the right side. A layup is up and no good for Kerri-Ann Shaw. Alexis Bay hustling back to defend that play for Northwest to make that a tough shot for Shaw. So at the half, it's a 26-25 game. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over 4K State. We'll be back with more from Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, the Northwest Missouri State women with a one-point lead at the half, 26-25 over Fort Hayes State. John, it took a little bit for the Northwest women to get comfortable, but once they did, they looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of a first half of momentum for both teams as Fort Hayes State opened up that 6-1 start to the ballgame. Northwest then came back in the first half, had a 14-3 run on their own, and then really the two teams kind of going back and forth the rest of the way, but have to feel good that Northwest handled the hot start that Fort Hays State had and then came right back and did a lot of things very well out of this first half against a very good Fort Hays State team that at one point was ranked 10th in the nation before they kind of hit that tough stretch on the road against some of our very good teams out of the conference. So this is still a very good team Northwest is facing despite struggling here in the last couple, 3 weeks. But I really have to feel good about the way Northwest has handled things. You look inside, it was going to be a pretty big matchup inside with two big players from Fort Hays State going up against Martin and Matthews, and so far those two have done a very good job in not backing off inside and really holding their own.
I think one thing that'll be key, and I'm sure something they'll talk about, we haven't seen two halves of basketball a lot out of Northwest, and after a good half in the first half, they need to come out and perform in the second.
Yeah, they can't afford to have a let up now because, again, Fort Hays State can take advantage of that. If they can just come back out and continue to play the type of strong, aggressive defense they played throughout the first half and, do the things that they did offensively with getting some transition points in when they got into their half-court offense, passed the ball around, worked for that good shot, and then they were getting good shots the rest of the half. And if they can continue to really keep focus for this entire second half, it could be a good half for the Bearcats.
26-25, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Fort Hays State. Men's game coming up later on. When we come back, we'll talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant, about that matchup. We do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 26-25, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Fort Hays State women. The men's matchup coming up later on this evening, and Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. And, Coach, I guess for not having too many home games since the beginning of the year, last week you guys made it as exciting as you could for the hometown crowds with a couple of one-point wins.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, you know, everybody came out and stayed the entire time and enjoyed it and kept it close.
Yeah,
so.
I guess the big key is, you know, with Dylan Starzl going out, wins are wins in situations where you're trying to need guys step up and have a situation like that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No matter how ugly, 1 point, 2 points, whatever it may be at home, whoever it's against right now, you know, we're going to take the win, just try to keep this thing above water, you know, until we can get Dylan back. And, you know, it was huge. We came out, we guarded really well from the start. Obviously, we struggled to score once again, but, you know, we got to the half, and I think they had scored, I think, 10 points at the half against our half-court defense. I think they had 4 points on offensive rebounds, 5 points off our turnovers. So, I mean, against our half-court defense, we held them to 10 points and a half, and we were really into it energy-wise, and we did a good job of guarding the ball. And, you know, that's what's going to keep us in games, and it's going to give us a chance if we come out like that every game.
Yeah, you mentioned it was kind of low scoring. That's something even with Starzl in. You guys had some low scoring ones, some defensive battles. Does it kind of help that you had experience with that since you didn't end up with a low scoring game?
Yeah, I think so. And like we said before, the one thing, it does make it a little difficult without him in the game because he does kind of neutralize the other team's big guy. And you know, I think we struggled a little bit at times with their size, you know, on the defensive glass for the most part. But yeah, I think it's kind of the way we've played all year. So even though he is out, it's still kind of the style we play. We want to limit possessions, take our time offensively, and then guard, and we don't like to get an up and down game, and that's how we've been all year, no matter who's playing.
It seems like you've had several guys that have kind of stepped up their level of play a little bit with Dylan out. Obviously, last week Connor Kirker was a big one, but who else have you seen that have kind of stepped up their play in the absence of Dylan?
Yeah, like you said, Connor Grant's played pretty well. I think Matt Wallace. You know, I think sometimes he. You know, offensively, he's not our best offensive player by any means, but he is one of our best defenders. And I think he had a couple games where I think he wasn't as into it as much, and he I thought he was really good the last couple games, just from a defensive standpoint, taking care of the ball. Bryson Williams, you know, we rely on his energy all the time, but I think he's been more assertive, especially offensively. And we kind of against the zone, we got it to where he's kind of catching that low post area some when we go with our smaller lineups. And trying to get in that high post area of the zone, and he was pretty effective down there. But, yeah, I think, for the most part, everybody has stepped up and really locked in, focused, you know, what we need to do, especially defensively.
It really looks like Bryson Williams is getting to the free throw line more. Something we saw him do a lot last year, but he's really taken to the ball the whole hard.
Yeah, and that's what we stress, you know. You need to be looking for your offense. He's so unselfish that at times I think he doesn't look for his drive opportunities. And he's really good. You know, we ran some stuff last game to get him the ball in situations where he's going off the dribble, but he's really good at catching and just, you know, first step, he's pretty explosive getting to the lane, so we've put some stuff in to kind of clear some space out, let him go to work. And that's the strength of his game offensively is, you know, we consider him a ball mover. He's a guy that's going to get the ball moving and get us, you know, into our offense, running the offense, but he's also a guy that can get to the free throw line just by attacking and get to the basket. And sometimes, you know, we settle for too many jumpers where we need guys like that, especially with Dylan out, where we, you know, with Dylan you can go inside. Obviously, we expect Grant to score inside as well, but with Dylan out, it's another, you know, post touch that we're not getting that we need another way to get it into the paint. Bryson does that for us.
Fort Hays State maybe a little bit tough to measure in a season-long sense, and the fact that they've had some injury issues as well. But as far as tonight goes, what do they bring?
They're talented, and they play, you know, it's kind of a contrast of styles here. You know, they like to score. I think they're the second-leading scoring team in our league, and I think we're first or second in scoring defense. So I think something's got to give tonight. You know, I think when they score under 70 points, they're not that good. When they score over 70 points, they're really good. So we'd like to keep them under 60 would be our goal. But they're talented. Craig Nicholson, their freshman point guard, is playing really well for them. They're averaging almost 8 assists a game, 13 points. Very good off ball screens. We'll probably stick to what we've been doing on ball screens, trapping ball screens and scrambling out. They have some shooters. You know, they have a lot of shooters around us. So you got to stay home. That's why guarding the basketball is so important. If you get beat, you know, you force guys to have to help, and that's when they get kick out threes. If we can guard the basketball, keep in front, stay home on the shooters, we should be all right.
And seems like they always shoot well here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know why, but they just always shoot lights out.
Yeah, last year I don't think they missed a shot the first half. Kind of seemed like that Northeastern State game at home the other night. But, you know, that's the thing. It's their own gym, and they play well here, and they shoot it well here. And, you know, we got to take it away and make everything tough on them from the start.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they match up with Fort Hays State a little bit later on this evening at the half of the women's game. It's 26-25, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. We're back with some of the stats from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. In conjunction with the third annual Great Central U.S. Shakeout, Northwest Missouri State University reminds individuals this month to prepare themselves for major earthquakes and practice how to protect themselves when they happen. More than 12.5 million people registered in shakeout drills worldwide last year. 9 states across the central U.S., including Missouri, are participating in the Great Central U.S. Shakeout at 10:15 a.m. Thursday, February 7th. Individuals can participate by drop, cover, and hold on for 60 seconds.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, as we look at scoring from the first half of this one. Ashley Nelson with 9 points. That came on 3 of 7 shooting outside the arc. She hit the only 3 three-pointers that Northwest had in the first half. 5 points out of Annie Matthews. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also pulled down a team-high 5 rebounds in the first half. 4 points apiece for Monique Stevens and Merity Scott. Stevens also with 3 assists in the first half. Couple of points apiece for both Ashley Thayer and Alexis Bay, both of them going 1 of 2 at the free from the field, and 2 assists for Ashley Thayer as well. On the other side for Fort Hays State, 11 points out of Kate Lehman leads the way. She also pulled down 5 rebounds. 6 points for Caitlin Edwards, but she has 8 boards in the game so far. 3 points off the bench for Tara Inglesby. She hit the only 3-pointer in the first half for Hays. 1 point for Tracy Keezer, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line, rounding out the scoring for Hays. Some of the team numbers, Northwest 10 of 30 from the field. They were 3 of 12 from three-point range and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. On the other side for Hays, 9 of 30 from the field, 1 of 3 from three-point range, 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Hays did out-rebound Northwest 26 to 15 in the first half. Bearcats with 4 turnovers, 8 turnovers for Hays, and 4 off of those turnovers, the Bearcats with 10 points, just 2 points off of turnovers for Hays so far in this one. But again, it's a 26-25 halftime lead for Northwest Missouri State over Fort Hays State. We're back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, about a minute or so away from the start of the second half, the Northwest Missouri State women with a one-point lead. Both Bearcat teams will be back on the road on Saturday evening as they will face Washburn in Topeka. Not quite as long of a trip for Saturday's matchup, but it is a half-hour earlier start than normal. It's a 5 o'clock tip for the women's game, so we'll be on the air at 4:40 with the pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday afternoon. And then, as we mentioned, next week will be the same, but both games at home, with Northwest facing Hayes next Wednesday and then Washburn next Saturday. And as we get into February here, there's not a lot of time left in the regular season. And for the Northwest women right now, trying to position themselves in a good spot for the MIAA postseason tournament.
Yeah, every win is a big win for Northwest the rest of the way. And right now up by one at halftime, you'd like to see them come out. And they get a good start to the second half, continue to play well, and perhaps come up with a big road win here to help build on and maybe build into a spot in the MIAA tournament.
And a win for the Northwest women tonight would bring them into a tie with Fort Hays State in the MIAA standings. The Bearcats coming in at 5-6 in conference play, while Hayes is at 6-5. Bearcats will have the ball to start the second half. Timber Schechinger, also Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, Ashley Nelson, and Maggie Marnin start the second half on the floor for the Cats. Stevens gets it to Matthews on the left side. Now to the right, Marnin open, 15-foot shot, nothing but net for Maggie Marnin. So Marnin gets her first points to start off this second half, makes it a three-point Northwest lead. Wisloski with it across the timeline right side. Gets it out top of the key. Pass goes for Shaw. Shaw with one dribble, works it over to the left side, Kieser. Out top of the key, Edwards steps back, takes a three. That's short. The rebound out of bounds underneath, and Northwest Missouri State will have it.
Well, she was very tentative from the very start on that one. She kind of thought about it, then decided to go ahead with it. And I really don't even think she had a great grip on the basketball even when she put that one up.
Tracy Kieser starting the second half for Hayes in place of Kelsey Sorensen, who was in the starting lineup. Stevens with it now on the right side for Northwest Missouri State. Bounce pass goes inside to Matthews, to Nelson. Up to Stevens, top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line, down low to Matthews. Matthews up with a shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. That's seven for Matthews. Northwest up to a five-point lead. They get the first two buckets of the second half. Wisloski to the top of the key. Kieser now to Wisloski. Over to the right side on the wing for Shaw. Shaw back to Kieser. Down to the free throw line. Edwards wanted to drive, but gets it back out to Wisloski. She drives with it. Bounce pass down to Lehman. Shot off the glass. Good for Kate Lehman. That's 13 for Lehman. 30-27. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Just over a minute into the second half here in Hayes, Kansas. Stevens to the right wing. Out of the free throw line. Marnin up with a 17-footer. That one's off right. The rebound out of bounds underneath. And Hayes will get it back. 18:32 to go in the game. Wisloski brings it up the floor with Nelson backpedaling in front of her. Wisloski across the timeline between the circles. Over to the right side, Kieser. Back to Wisloski. The free throw line, Edwards goes on the drive up with a shot. No good. Rebound tapped around. Kieser picks it up on the baseline. Now out to Wisloski. Right wing three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around away from Martin. Wisloski up with it. Can't get the follow to go. And this time Matthews out of there with the board for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. Cross court left side for Schechinger. Timber brings it top of the key to Nelson. Now inside to Marnin. Marnin against Lehman. One-on-one. Spins. Up and under move. Shot off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Lehman as she comes out of there with it for Hayes. Bearcats still up by three. Ahead to Edwards running the floor. One-on-one with Matthews. Hits the layup and draws the foul on Annie Matthews. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Caitlin Edwards. You almost hold your breath every time Edwards gets the basketball because she is just that good.
Yes, she is, and really plays much taller than what her actual height is inside, able to go in only at 6 feet, but does a good job on the post and does a good job tipping out on the perimeter.
It's the free throw, 9 points for Edwards. It ties the game at 30. 17:42 to play in the first or in the ball game. Trap in the backcourt. Marnin will take a pass across the timeline from Stevens. Now hand it back to Stevens. She's got it top of the key. Over to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson gets a pick from Marnin to the free throw line. Down the lane. Bounce pass to Marnin. Great look by Nelson. Marnin hits the layup. That's four for Marnin. And it's a 34-30 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Make that 32-30. They gave Northwest an extra bucket on the scoreboard. 17-11 to play. Zaslavsky between the circles. Gets it to Kieser at the free throw line. Squares with it. Drives to the right side of the lane. Picks up the dribble to Zaslavsky, top of the key. She drives. Kicks it out to Edwards. Right side Shaw down along the baseline. Up with the runner over Marnin. No good. Rebound tip. Schechinger out of there with it for Northwest. She'll bring it up the floor on the right side. To the wing. Expires the dribble. Bounce pass into Matthews at the high post. Matthews over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens looks in at Matthews. He comes out, sets the screen. Stevens to the free throw line. Spins. Expires the dribble. Out to Martin, top of the key. Now to Nelson with 9 on the shot clock. Over to the left elbow. Knocked away. Gets it to Schechinger. Down to the baseline right. Martin up with the shot. Got it to go. Maggie Martin with all 6 of her points in the early part of this second half. And Northwest up 34-30. 16-20 to play. Zaslavsky across the timeline to the free throw line for Shaw. Shaw tries to drive. Now the ball loose in the lane and a held ball. Lehman and Marnin both get a hold of it. And the possession arrow will give it to Fort Hays State. Kara Inglesby checks into the lineup for Hays. Takes the place of Shaw. And Zaslavsky with the inbound to Keyser out near the top of the key. Over to the left side, Lehman. Lehman with a dribble has to put up the shot from 17 and it's good. It's a one-handed shot. Lehman takes that offhand and pulls it away from the basketball, but it works. 34-32, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Under 16 minutes to play. Nelson to the right side. Schechinger on the wing. Brings it to the free throw line. Now over to the left for Marnin. Out for Matthews. Right side. Stevens. Stevens goes on the drive. Tries to lob it into Matthews. It's tipped around. Goes out of bounds off of Lehman. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Stevens will inbound. Kai Brown checks into the lineup for Hays. Stevens lobs it out right wing. Gets it to Schechinger. Inside to Matthews. Matthews spins. Shot over Lehman. Off the glass. Won't go. Marnin trying to crash the boards. Knocked it away from Inglesby, but it goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Fort Hays State. Some full court pressure from Northwest as Brown takes the inbound. Stevens there defensively. A two-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 15.5 minutes to play. Brown over to the left side on the wing. Edwards drives down to the baseline. Goes up with a runner. Good off the glass. Caitlin Edwards with 11. And it's a 34-34 game. 15-18 to play. Stevens out between the circles with it. Over to the right side for Matthews. Matthews wanted to go on the wing for Nelson, who gets open, now takes the pass near the sideline, skip across to Stevens' left side, drive in the lane, a spin move, into the corner for Schechinger. She'll drive to the baseline, kick a pass up to Marnin, over to the right side, Nelson, a three on the way, Nelson knocked to the floor by Kieser, and it'll send Nelson to the free throw line. Kieser turns and said she flopped, and there is no way with that much contact you can call that a flop.
There's been a lot of contact between the two of those all game long, and that time it'll get Nelson to the free throw line.
She'll shoot three after a timeout. 34-34, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, 14:57 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, 34-34. The score tied, 14:57 to play. Coming out of the timeout, Ashley Nelson will get three free throw opportunities for Northwest. Really looks like we're in for a good second half here.
Yeah, I don't see really any team that really is coming out and getting out to a big lead here, the way these two teams have been battling back and forth really ever since Northwest came back after being down early in the first half. They were able to come back and take a little bit of a lead before the two teams started kind of going back and forth. And it's just been a heck of a battle up to this point. And, again, like I say, the way these teams are matching up, I think it's one that will go down to the final wire.
Taylor Chandler checks into the lineup during the break for Fort Hays State. First free throw for Nelson is good. She's got 10 points. That's her first point inside the arc tonight. And the reason she got to the free throw line is because of a shot attempt outside the arc. She hits the second free throw. 11 for Nelson. And a third free throw coming her way. Trying to make it a three-point Northwest lead. And the third free throw, good. Bounced around a bit, but went. 12 now for Nelson. 37-34, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Fort Hays State with the basketball. Just under 15 minutes to play. Brown between the circles with it. Over to the right side. Gets it to Chandler. Now to Lehman. Over to the left for Edwards. Lob pass down low. Inglesby with the shot off the glass. Sarah Inglesby with 5 points. That's a 37-36 lead for Northwest. They push it up the floor. Nelson on the left side open. 18-footer on the way. That one's short, and then a push on the rebound as Maggie Marnin was knocked to the floor. This one will go against Kate Lehman. That'll be her second. Team's second. And back into the lineup for Fort Hays State, Kelsey Sorensen. She was in the starting lineup in the game, but right now seeing her first action of the second half. The inbound to the left side for Schechinger on the wing. Into the high post for Marnin. Marnin wants to get it to Nelson. Edwards knocks it away and comes up with a steal. Now Nelson knocks it away. Going to the floor after it. We're going to have a foul call here. Looks like Edwards was a little bit too aggressive trying to get that basketball. She gets called for her second foul. Team's third, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Stevens steps out. Sets the play in motion. Looking in at Marnin. Gets it to her. Shot by Marnin. No good. The rebound out of bounds, and we'll go back to Fort Hays State. She got a mismatch. She was against the 5'5 freshman Taylor Chandler inside, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Still a one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Chandler across midcourt to Edwards between the circles. She brings it over to the right wing with the dribble. Back out top of the key, Chandler. On to the left side, Sorensen. Sorensen holding on to it after expiring the dribble. Now to Edwards, top of the key. Couple of dribbles. Now to the left elbow. Out to the left side. A three on the way for Sorensen. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. 13:54 to play. 37-36. Northwest's lead. Inbound to Nelson. And she'll give it to Matthews. Matthews leaves it for Stevens. She calls out the offense from the backcourt. Stops between the circles with Chandler there defensively. Works it over to the left side. Now picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to the high post. Gets it right back left wing. Now Stevens over to the right side and a foul away from the ball. An illegal screen set here by Maggie Marnin. And one thing I've noticed this year in basketball is pick and rolls more often are being called illegal screens. I don't know whether that's because the players aren't doing it properly like they used to, or if that's just been a change, but it's happening a lot.
Yeah, it seems like every year you see the officials really make maybe a concentrated effort in one area of the game. Here a couple of years ago, it seemed like we were getting an awful lot of travel calls. This year, like you say, it's been the fouls off of pick and roll, and it seems like every year there's a certain theme to what the officials call.
Still a one-point Northwest lead. Sorensen with it on the right side. Skips it across to the left corner. Chandler, touch pass into Edwards. Edwards guarded by Bay. Kicks it back out to Chandler on the left wing. Chandler into the corner for Edwards. To the free throw line, Inglesby. Out to the right side, Sorensen. Fakes on the three, five on the shot clock. Down low, Inglesby. Shot good for Tara Inglesby. Seven for Inglesby, and it's a one-point Fort Hays State lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball, 13 minutes to play. Over to the right side for Scott, and Edwards goes out, gets the steal, and then Scott commits the foul. That'll be the first on Merritt E. Scott, third team foul against Northwest. 12:57 to play and a 38-37 lead for Fort Hays State. Back into the ball game comes Beth Bislowski. We go with a little bit smaller lineup here. Bislowski took the place of Lehman. Bislowski with it over to the left side, Chandler. Chandler out of the wing, brings it to the top of the key. Now works it to Sorensen on the left wing. Into the high post, Inglesby. Out to the right side, Bislowski. Into the corner, Chandler. She brings it up to the wing with the dribble. Gets a screen from Inglesby. Over to the left side, Sorensen. She Sorensen between the circles onto the left side. Picks up the dribble. Top of the key. Ingles V2 on the shot clock. Forces it. And a foul call. Fort Hays State catches the break here as that will result in two free throw attempts for Inglesby, who's got a big smile on her face knowing she caught a break. This foul will go against Denise McEnany. That'll be her first, team's fourth.
It's been a physical game, not only inside, but are seeing the guards really pick it up with the physical play here in the second half.
Two free throws for Inglesby, the first one good. 8 points for Tara Inglesby. Five of those have come in the second half. 12:27 to play in the game. 39-37 the lead for Hayes. And the second free throw good for Inglesby as well. Inbound comes to Stevenson. A trap comes her way. She gets it to Matthews. Ahead on the left side, Schechinger. Now top of the key for Bay. Bay will get it back to Stevens as the Cats break the full court pressure. Stevens over to the right side on the wing. Now goes on the drive. Layup, no good. Trying to avoid the block by Edwards, who gets the rebound for Fort Hays State. Outlet to Buslowski on the right side. Pass ahead to the right corner, Sorensen. Inside, Inglesby. Inglesby spins, and it should be a held ball. Nope, they're going to call a foul. So a foul against Northwest here. This one is on Meredith Scott. That's her second. 15 foul, so an inbound for Edward or for Hayes on a baseline right. Northwest coach Mark Kellogg wants the timeout. 40-37 the lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State. 12:03 to play. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Five Northwest Missouri State football players have been named to the Don Hanson All-America team. Senior offensive lineman Rod Williams earned second-team honors, and sophomore punter Kyle Goodburn was placed on the third team. Three Bearcats were named to the honorable mention list, senior linebacker Colin DeBeiser, senior defensive lineman Travis Chaparlier, and senior safety Nate DeYoung. The Don Hanson Football Committee selected all Super Region teams in December and early January, with the first and second team all Super Region players advancing to the national ballot.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 12:03 to play, 40-37 the lead for Fort Hays State over the Northwest Missouri State women. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Hays inbounds the ball coming out of the timeout. The inbounding on the baseline right as Buslowski steps out. Triggers it into Sorensen right side. Now to Edwards. Edwards dribbles down to the left side of the lane. Out of the baseline. Cut off. Brings it out. Tries to go to Chandler. Knocked out of bounds by Scott. So an inbound for Hayes in front of their own bench. 11:56 to play. Edwards will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it out to Buslowski. Buslowski between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing. Gets it for Chandler. Chandler brings it top of the key, Edwards. Over to the left side, Buslowski. She's got it on the wing. Out top of the key, Sorensen. Sorensen to the free throw line for Edwards. Edwards down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a runner blocked away by Bay. Goes out of bounds underneath. Fort Hays State will have it. 5 seconds to work with on the shot clock.
Hey, our stat!
Buslowski will inbound on the left side of the bucket. Sets the play in motion. And still looking. Now fires it into Edwards. Edwards on the drive, out of control. And they're going to call a foul here on Ashley Thayer.
I'm going to say that Thayer kind of leaned out with her knee and thigh and clipped her as she went by.
The second on Thayer. 16 foul against Northwest. And Edwards will get two free throws out of it. She's one of them at the line so far and hits her first one here. 12 points for Caitlin Edwards, one shy of her season average. Tracy Keyser back into the game, taking the place of Taylor Chandler for Fort Hays State. Sorensen also coming to the sideline as Brown checks back in. Second free throw for Edwards, also good. 13 for Edwards, it's now a 5-point lead for Hays. 11:33 to play. In the backcourt, Annie Matthews with it for Northwest across the timeline. Stops between the circles, gives it for Thayer. there over to the right side on the wing. Gets it inside to Matthews. Matthews against Edwards. Spins, goes up, can't get the shot off. Out to Schechinger. Back into Matthews, knocked away from behind. And 3 seconds in the lane called against Danny Matthews. Coach Kellogg has wanted that call at the other end a long time. And that's the first one we've seen, and now he's letting that official know.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all.
I thought we were going to get a foul call against Edwards, who was behind Matthews and reached around to try to get the steal. But instead, it's a turnover that gives it back to Hayes. Brown with it in the backcourt. 5-point lead for Fort Hays State. She's across the timeline on the right side, out between the circles, to the top of the key, over to Edwards' left side. Edwards into the corner, Bislavsky. Bislavsky brings it out between the circles for Brown. Over to the right side, Keyser, a long three on the way, off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Meredith Scott. Scott will bring it up the floor with Edwards in front of her. Now across the timeline with it, between the circles, gives it for Thayer. Thayer gets a screen from Bay, bounce pass inside to Matthews, guarded by Edwards. Matthews with a dribble, gives it for Scott. A jumper in the lane, off the glass, no good. Edwards the rebound for Hayes. 42-37 the lead for Fort Hays State. 10.5 to play. Brown with it between the circles right. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Bislavsky between the circles. Edwards calling for it at the free throw line. She'll get it. Squares, now down the right side of the lane. Goes up with the shot. No good off the glass. Rebound tipped around. Matthews out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it for Thayer. She'll bring it up against Brown on the left side of the floor to the wing. Spins there. Now brings it out top of the key. Over to the right side for Scott on the wing. Now left side, Bay out on the wing for Thayer. Underneath, cutting across the lane, Matthews double team, gives it for Bay. Bay with the spin move, shot off the glass, good for Alexis Bay.
It's a big bucket for Northwest off an 8-0 run out of Fort Hays State.
42-39 the lead for Hayes with 9:45 to play. Brown with it on the right sideline. Long bounce pass, tried to get it into Inglesby, knocked away by Bay. Loose ball picked up by Schechinger. Great diving effort there by Alexis Bay. There with it on the left sideline. Spins, brings it to the high post. Matthews, top of the key for Scott. Over to the left side, Bay. Bay out on the perimeter, holding on to it. To the right side for Matthews at the elbow. She'll bring it out top of the key. Give it up for Schechinger. Schechinger, right side for Thayer. 10 on the shot clock. Inside to Matthews. A dribble, shot fake, shot over Inglesby. No good. Keyser with a rebound for Hayes. 9:10 to play. Hayes up by 3. Long pass to Edwards on the baseline. She drives with it. Up with the shot. Good off the glass for Caitlin Edwards. 15 for Edwards. 9 of those have come in the second half. 44-39 the lead for Hayes. Under 9 minutes to play. Thayer will bring it across midcourt. Spins. Ball tipped by Brown. Thayer able to chase it down. Gets it to Matthews. Matthews given some space by Edwards, who is tired. Now inside it goes to Bay. Spins. Hook shot off the glass. No good. Edwards with the rebound. Outlet goes to Brown on the right side. Cross court left, Bislavsky into the corner. A three-pointer on the way from Keyser, no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. 8:28 to go. 44-39. Fort Hays State with the lead. Thayer up the left sideline. Bump gets rid of it. And Edwards will get the easy steal. Layup the other way for Edwards. No good. Got her own rebound. The follow is good, and she draws a foul. So Edwards creates a three-point play opportunity for herself. 17 points in the game, and she'll get a free throw attempt on the foul from Kimber Schechinger, which is the third on Schechinger, seventh against Northwest Missouri State. It brings us to a timeout with 8:15 to go, 46-39 the lead for Hayes. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, 8:15 to play, 46-39. Fort Hayes State with the lead, and really a pretty critical part of the ball game here for Northwest.
Yeah, Northwest has to stop this momentum by Fort Hayes State right now on a 12-2 run in the first half. Northwest went on a 14-3 run to come back and take the lead. And here in the second half, we've seen Fort Hayes State kind of have that similar type of run. It's not been a quick run, but nonetheless, they've been getting some stops on Northwest when Northwest has the ball. And then coming down, Northwest has had some opportunities at some rebounds they've missed, and giving Fort Hayes State some second chances, and the Tigers have taken advantage of it.
Edwards at the line trying to convert a three-point play, and the free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound tip, Matthews out of there with it for Northwest. Outlet to the left side for Stevens. Doesn't have numbers. She'll wait for her teammates. Bring it middle of the floor and set the offense. Guarded by Chandler. Over to the left side of the dribble. Bounce pass to Nelson. Nelson lobs it inside to Matthews. Matthews will bring it out. Give it back to Nelson. Left wing. Nelson to the top of the key for Martin. Back over to Nelson. Thought about a long three. Instead on the drive. Gets it out to Matthews. Seven on the shot clock. Matthews into Martin. Martin with a dribble. Shot off the glass. No. Rebound for Lehman inside for Hayes. Outlet goes to Brown. Brown across midcourt. In the left corner, Keezer. Fakes on the three. Looks inside for Lehman. Takes a dribble. Can't get it inside. Edwards wants it at the high post as well. Now a pass down low. Knocked out of bounds by Maggie Martin. So an inbound coming for Fort Hayes State. Carrie Ann Shaw checking back into the game. Edwards goes to the sideline. This is a time where Northwest needs to take advantage. With Edwards out of the ballgame. Lehman takes the inbound on the right side for Keezer. Now back to Lehman. She'll put up an 18-footer, and it's good. Kate Lehman, the 6'4 sophomore, knocks it down from 18. That's 17 points for her. 48-39, the lead for Fort Hayes State. Stevens across midcourt with it, out between the circles. Wanted to dribble to the left side, now passes it that way for Nelson. Top of the key for Scott. Scott onto the left wing. Gets it for Nelson on the drive. Bounce pass to Martin. 10-footer off the back of the rim. And the rebound for Lehman for Fort Hayes State. Hayes trying to make it a double-digit lead. Down to the baseline right. Now to Lehman at the free throw line. Over to the left corner. Chandler takes a three. It's good. Taylor Chandler with her first point to the ball game. Just her 8th 3 on the season. Timeout Northwest. 6:47 to play, 51-39 the lead for Fort Hayes State. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, 6:47 to play, 51-39 the lead for Fort Hayes State. Right now, rebounding, hurting Northwest.
Oh, no doubt about it. Fort Hayes State right now out rebounding Northwest 40-23, and more importantly than that, 14 of those rebounds coming on offensive boards.
Carrie Ann Shaw trying to knock it away from Maggie Marnin after the inbound will be called for the reach. That'll be her second foul. Team's 4th foul. Northwest will inbound on the far sideline with some pressure in the backcourt from Fort Hayes State. Scott takes it, guarded by Chandler. Brings it over to the right side of the floor, across the timeline, now spins with it. Gets it over to the right side for Stevens near the sideline. Stevens holding on to it, now will put it on the floor. Gets a screen from Matthews, brings it out to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane, bounce pass over to Martin, knocked away by Chandler. Matthews knocks it loose, now will have a held ball with a possession arrow, giving it to Northwest Missouri State. Keezer and Martin both going to the floor after the basketball. The inbound will come for the baseline left.
Fort Hayes State now outscoring Northwest 17-2 over the last 7 minutes and 52 seconds.
Inbound to Martin on the left side. She's double-teamed, goes up with the shot, and got it to go. Tough shot. Coach Kellogg wanted a foul call. That's 8 for Martin, and it's a 51-41 game. Round between the circles, into the left corner. Keezer just inside the arc. The shot good for Tracy Keezer. 3 points for Keezer, 53-41 the lead for Hayes. And now the inbound knocked away from Meredith Scott. So another inbound coming for Northwest as Brown got a hand on it. Kember Schechinger checks into the lineup, takes the place of Annie Matthews. 6:02 to go. A 12-point Fort Hayes State lead. Schechinger's inbound to Marnin. She'll hand it to Stevens. Across the timeline, left, slows to wait for her teammates. Now between the circles with it, over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson brings it top of the key after a screen from Chechinger. Bounce pass inside is kicked by Shaw. And so Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. 5:50 to play. Cats are going to need to start a run here as Stevens looks to inbound. Looking for Marnin inside. Can't get it to her. Going to need some help. Just does get it in to Schechinger. Marnin at the high post. Back to Schechinger left side. Marnin with the screen. Schechinger hands it for Nelson. Nelson down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass for Marnin, who fell. May have rolled her ankle. And Boslowski comes out of there with the basketball. Into the left corner. It goes for Chandler. A three on the way is too strong. The air ball picked up by Keezer. The follow by Keezer. She draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Fort Hays State. This one on Maggie Marnin. That's going to be four on Marnin.
A big foul. Northwest needs their big players inside to go against the strength of Fort Hays State.
Tracy Keezer goes to the line. Alexis Bay will check in for Northwest. First for Keezer off the right side. Second one coming for Keezer as well. 5:31 to go, 53-41, the lead for Fort Hays State. Second free throw for Keezer, good. She has 4 points in the ball game, and it's a 54-41 lead for Hays. Across midcourt comes Stevens. Now with it between the circles. Over to the right side for Nelson. Right at us. And out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest as Keezer got a hand on the basketball to knock it away. And Nelson will inbound. Looking for Bay out at the top of the key. Over to the left side, Schechinger. Now into the corner for Stevens. Stevens, top of the key, Scott open. Fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Knocked to the floor. And a foul will send her to the free throw line. To shoot two, this will go against Carrie Ann Shaw. That'll be three on Shaw. 15 foul. And Meredy Scott steps to the line for the first time tonight, an 86% free throw shooter on the season. 4 points tonight for Scott. All coming in the first half. Her first free throw here is good. She'll get a second free throw as well. Makes it a 54-42 game. Second free throw, good. So Scott hits both, and Hayes with the basketball. It's an 11-point game. Hayes on top. Shaw will bring it up the floor with 5:08 to go. Inspires a dribble in the backcourt, hands it for Boslowski. She brings it on the left side. On the wing, into the corner, gets it to Shaw. Shaw with the bounce pass to the high post. Keezer's pass, tip. Nelson comes away with it. Three-on-two opportunity. Nelson into the lane, over to the right. Scott, quick shot on the way, won't go. Schechinger the rebound. Takes a dribble. Up with the follow. It's good for Timber Schechinger. The first points for Schechinger. 54-45. Long pass down court. Schechinger getting back. Knocked it away. Keezer gets after it. Schechinger picks it up while laying on the ground. Tries to get it out to Stevens, who falls. Trying to call a timeout. They don't grant it to her. And Lehman comes out of there with a basketball and a wide-open layup. Both Stevens and Coach Kellogg were trying to call a timeout, and they wouldn't grant it. And now another steal at midcourt. Boslowski with a wide-open layup the other way. Six for Boslowski, and just like that, it's a 13-point game. 4:04 to go. Stevens across midcourt. Over to the right side for Nelson on the wing. In front of Keezer, Nelson waiting for Bay to come across the lane, gets it to her. Bay kicks a pass out left side. A three from Scott, good for Meredy Scott. Cats needed that, the first three-pointer of the game for Scott. She's got nine. 10-point game and a timeout for Hayes. 3:44 to go, 58-48. Fort Hays State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Gross Coliseum in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
58-48, Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:44 to play. little bit of a wild couple of minutes that went Fort Hays State's way, but Northwest not out of it here.
Well, it's unfortunate, too. Northwest had to, with their seconds down one end with a nice move to the bucket, getting a score, and then almost had the steal. And had that happened, Northwest had a little bit of momentum coming the other way, but then a couple quick buckets by Fort Hays State got them back with some momentum.
Brown bringing it up the floor against Stevens. Northwest to look for a chance to trap here. Keiser takes it on the right side. Down to the baseline, gets it for Edwards. Edwards double team, kick in the corner. Keiser with the fake, drive along the baseline. Shot blocked away by Bay. And an official, that's another thing we've seen a lot this year, is the official almost furthest away from the play making calls. There was one that was right down there where the play occurred with no players between him, and he did not make the call. But it is a foul against Northwest's Alexis Bay, and that will be her third. And it brings us to a timeout with 3:27 to go, 58-48, Fort Hays State with the lead. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 3:27 to play in this women's matchup, 58-48. Fort Hays State with the lead. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tracy Keiser goes to the line to shoot two for Hays. First one is good. Keiser now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. 5 points in the ball game for the senior. And her second free throw is up, and that one also good. If she hits both on that trip, Northwest will have the ball down by 12 with 3:27 to play. Inbound to Stevens. Brown pressuring her in the backcourt. Now Stevens across the timeline with it. Stop top of the key. Gets it over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson to Bay, top of the key. Looking right side, wants to go to Stevens. Gets it to her on the wing. Now top of the key, Scott. A three-pointer on the way. No good. And a rebound for Edwards. Schechinger trying to sneak up, get the steal. Knocks it away. Edwards will chase it down in the corner. Give it up for Brown. Brown within the backcourt. And Hays will likely start to look to work some clock here. Brown gets a pass ahead. Left side for Sorensen. Right back out to Brown near midcourt. Under 3 minutes to go. Brown on the left side. Gives it for Sorensen. Back out to Brown. Bounce pass down low. And a whistle. And a foul against Northwest. And this will go against Alexis Bay. That'll be the fourth on Bay. 10th team foul. So two chances at the free throw line for Tara Inglesby. For Fort Hays State. And the first free throw is good. 10 points now for Inglesby.
Well, and Bay makes things a little tougher inside with Martin already picking up 4 fouls.
Second free throw good for Inglesby. So she's 4 of 4 at the line, 11 points for her. 62-48 the lead for Fort Hays State. Stevens over to the left side. Tries to hand it for Nelson and then is plowed over by Edwards. Goes to the floor. This one will be the third on Caitlin Edwards.
Stevens slow to get up here, and you know that she has to feel a little pain here because she's taking a lot of hard shots this year and just popped right back up, but this time a little slow getting up. So she might have taken a hit to the head on the floor there as she pops up.
They give her a few extra seconds here to try to catch her breath. She does. Now pops right into action as Nelson snaps the basketball. Stevens over to the left side for Bay. Skips it across to the right for Stevens, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds on the near side. Go back to Fort Hays State with 2:31 to go. Thayer will come into the lineup, take the place of Monique Stevens. 62-48, the lead for Fort Hays State. And inbound from Edwards. Tries to get it to Bislowski, overthrew it, but Bislowski saves it inbounds to Brown. Cross midcourt, into the left corner. Sorensen up to Edwards on the wing. Out top of the key, Bislowski. Right side for Brown. Now to Bislowski. On to the left side for Edwards. To the high post. Now kick out for Bislowski. Left side, Sorensen. 2:12 to play. Bislowski to the right side for Brown on the wing. Brown thought about a drive. Instead brings it back to Bislowski. Five on the shot clock. She drives. Gets it inside Inglesby. Lost a hold of the ball as she tried to go up with the layup. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. But for Hayes, they took nearly a full 30 seconds off the clock in that possession. Inside 2 minutes to play. Northwest down 14. There between the circles with it. Over to the right side on the wing. Top of the key. Or Bay, she'll take a three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside for Bislowski. First three-point attempt of the season for Alexis Bay. 62-48 the lead for Hayes. Sorensen with it on the right side for the Tigers. 1:35 to go. Now Bislowski starts a drive into the corner for Sorensen. Brings it out to Bislowski between the circles right. Now ahead to Edwards. Edwards down the right side of the lane. The layup no good. Rebound tip. Controlled by Inglesby. Follow blocked away by Nelson. Rebound for Alexis Bay. Ahead to Thayer on the right side. She's across the timeline to the left side for Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. She draws a foul and will go to the free throw line for two for Northwest. The Hayes foul is going to go against Caitlin Edwards. That is her fourth. And Nelson to the line where she is 3 of 3. Fouled early on a three-point attempt early on in this second half. Hits the first free throw. 13 points for Ashley Nelson. Taylor Chandler checks back into the lineup for Fort Hays State. Second free throw for Nelson. That one in and out. Won't go. Sorensen the rebound for Fort Hays State. 62-49 the lead for Hayes. Chandler gets it in the backcourt to Sorensen ahead to Bislowski. Now goes to Edwards. The pass through her hands will go out of bounds. And Northwest gets it back with 1:01 to go. And coming into the ball game for Fort Hays State will be Carrie Ann Shaw. And a little bit of pressure in the backcourt from Hayes, as they have shown all game long. It comes into Thayer, and Thayer will bring it across the timeline. Now Thayer down the left side of the lane, spins into the paint, goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Thayer, follow, no, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. This one will go against Taylor Chandler, that's two on her. 18 foul against Hayes. And Thayer to the line for the first time in this game. First free throw, good. 3 points for Ashley Thayer. Denise McEnany checks into the lineup, takes the place of Ashley Nelson. 48.9 seconds to go. Northwest down 62-50. Second one for Thayer is good. So Thayer hits both. 4 points for her and a timeout for Fort Hays State. Again, an 11-point lead for Hayes. 48.9 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas, 62-51. Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 48.9 seconds to play. Full court pressure from Northwest. Caitlin Edwards will inbound for Hayes. Edwards lobs it in, and Alexis Bay had a fistful of jersey of Tara Inglesby, and fans complaining about the call that was made.
well, they caught it. So.
That's the fifth on Alexis Bay.
Another tough second half for Northwest, and really it was about a 7-minute and 52-minute part of, about midway through the second half where Fort Hays State went on a 17-2 run that they were able to gain control of this one.
48 seconds to go. Ashley Nelson will come back into the ball game for Northwest. 62-51 the lead for Fort Hays State. Carol Inglesby to the line. She's perfect from there so far. 4 of 4. And her first of 2 here, no good. So she'll get a second opportunity. And that one is up and good. Inglesby with 12 points tonight. That's a 63-51 lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest with the basketball. Thayer brings it up the floor against Chandler. Now over to the right side for McEnany. On to the left, Nelson. Nelson will try the drive through traffic. Layup on the left is good for Ashley Nelson. It's 15 for Nelson. Inbound comes ahead to Shaw. Now back to Bislavsky with a half a minute to play. Over to Edwards on the right side. Across court for Shaw. Now to the left side. Brown will back it out on the wing. Out to Bislavsky. She'll dribble with it near the center circle. Over to the right side. Goes to Shaw. Now back out to Bislavsky with 15 seconds to play. Cats are going to fall 2 games below 500 in MIAA play. A pass down low for Chandler. And Chandler hits a shot with 11 seconds to go. Across midcourt left side comes Thayer. Thayer with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Schechinger. Now into Scott. Scott over to McEnany. Takes a three at the buzzer. And it's no good. Your final score, 65-53. Fort Hays State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State winner. So you have a break before we get to our post game. We'll be back to Gross Coliseum in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
65-53, the final. Fort Hays State with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. For Northwest, they fall to 11-9 on the season, 5-7 in the MIAA. Fort Hays State moves to 15-5 overall and 7-5 in conference play. We're back with more from Gross Coliseum after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, Fort Hays State women with a win over Northwest Missouri State, 65-53 tonight. A game that looked pretty good for a while for Northwest. They got over a slow start, played some pretty good basketball, but just one stretch really in the second half that they couldn't recover from.
Yeah, they were outscored 17-2 over that stretch, and you break that down a little bit more for the ball game. Fort Hays State out rebounding Northwest 45-26. Northwest gave up 16 offensive rebounds. It's just tough to be out rebound by that much and come away with a win. Fort Hays State in the second half, after struggling a little bit offensively in the first half, went on a tear in the second half, shooting 50% in the half, and they were just able to open up a lead and never let Northwest back in it.
So the final 65-53, Fort Hays State with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout and be back with the extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Governor Nixon's visit to Northwest Friday to celebrate sustained excellence.
What a pleasure to have Governor Nixon on campus, and it's even a greater pleasure to see the community support, regional support for Northwest Missouri State University. You know, the governor likes to have a few people at a press conference, and we set up for 70 to 80, and we had to bring in 40 or 50 more chairs. And what it means is people support Northwest. The governor came to celebrate excellence, what I would call sustained excellence, excellence over time. And really what it comes down to is Northwest's hitting its mark and really achieving performance above peers across the various measures such as retention, graduation, fiscal responsibility, student test scores, and ability to provide financial assistance to a high percentage of students. All told, what that means is that we were able to, in a proposed budget, receive full funding. And not every institution did that. Actually, you want every institution to do that, to be honest with you. But from Northwest's perspective, we're very thankful. And we talk about gratitude. You know, we have gratitude for receiving support in investment, not a cost. And that's what education is all about. It's really about economic development. So we have gratitude, but please believe me, we take the taxpayer dollar very seriously, as you've seen, John. And what we're going to do is to make sure we focus on student success. That's our mission. And so our Student Success Task Force, research-based, we know what we have to do to continue to perform across retention, graduation, and so on.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about Governor Nixon's visit to Northwest.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas, a 12-point win for Fort Hays State tonight over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John, tonight's award going to Ashley Nelson.
Nelson ends up with a game-high 15 points. She scores 12 from the field, three of those coming on three-point opportunities. 4-5 at the free throw line, had an assist, a block, and two steals to help lead the way for Northwest tonight.
Nine rebounds out of Annie Matthews led the way for them rebounding. Nelson the only one in double-digit scoring tonight for Northwest. On the other side for Fort Hays State, 19 points, 8 rebounds out of Kate Lehman. 17 points, 13 rebounds from Caitlin Edwards, as Northwest was out-rebounded tonight 45-26. And ended up with a 65-53 loss to Fort Hays State. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.